Sport on RTE Radio 1.
35,000 at the Aviva. It's almost as big as Bowes brought to the Aviva 2 weeks ago.
Well, they certainly got value for money last night. That was a massive win by great the goal. Irish team last night. Two great goals, I thought. And I definitely think a lot of positives to take from the win over Bulgaria. 2-2-1 wins, so 4-2 in aggregate. We keep our place in League B of the Nations League, which is great, huge. But I think the back-to-back wins, when did that last happen, you know? It's been a while. So I just had great energy about them last night, and lots of chances as well. I thought, you know, we could have nicked another one or two. So one other game of note actually last night was Portugal, and this is of interest to us because they beat Denmark 5-2 in Lisbon.
Ah.
So 5-3 on aggregate, but a lot closer than you would have thought the scoreline suggests. It went to extra time, but that means that we will be playing Portugal in the World Cup qualifiers later in the year. So they'll be the top seed. So Cristiano Ronaldo on his way back to Dublin again.
Yeah, it's probably a harder draw to get Portugal, but a better game to get here.
Yeah, it'll be brilliant. So look, let's get the thoughts of assistant manager John O'Shea. He's been talking to Adrian Eames about the positives from the last week.
Lots of positives, really lots of. I think the mentality in the group in terms of how we're going about things, how the younger players are kind of stepping up, everything coming together, the coaching staff as in getting to know the group more and more, brilliant. So listen, lots more work to do, but lots of positive steps as well.
We had Rocco Vatta making his debut on Thursday with Jimmy Dunn tonight. There seems to be more options now, would that be fair?
Yeah, without a doubt it is, and listen, we need to shake up that sense side of things, in the sense of we can't have people just thinking they're going to get into the squad no matter what. You have to be going back to your clubs, performing, getting minutes in. Yeah, there's obviously the odd situation that might be different, but it's a case of we need a fight for places in the squad first and foremost, and then that fight to get in the 11.
Portugal, your thoughts on that, top seeds in the World Cup qualifying group?
Yeah, look, it was obviously going to be, you can see the way Denmark have put up such a fight against them, whoever we were going to get, they're the number one seed, so be it, we'll deal with it and we'll prepare again, and we know we'll have a good job to do against them.
Yeah, more on that later on. Mayo and Kerry will meet in the Division 1 league final of the Allianz Football League, wins against Donegal and Galway secure their place in the final. Tyrone relegated along with Derry in Division 2. Monaghan promoted despite losing to Down, who are relegated along with Westmeath. Roscommon will join Monaghan in the league final and Division 1 next season. But what a day in Division 1. Mayo started the afternoon. They were in fourth place, Kerry fifth. And at various stages throughout the afternoon, both could have been relegated. The Kerry manager is Jack O'Connor, and he admitted to Porrick Lodge after his match that the final wasn't on his radar at all. He was more concerned about the drop.
Well, the only thing we were cognizant of is the fact that Tyrone were beating Dublin at half time, which meant that we were going to have to win the game. The players didn't know anything what that was about. We were trying to concentrate on our own performance and try to get to cement your Division 1 status was the big thing, but getting the final is a big bonus because it's an extra game.
The reputation of the league final has taken a bit of a battering this year in particular, it seems. Is there anything that the GA could do maybe to restore the league final to the prestige that it used to have maybe in previous years?
Well, the fact of the matter is they shouldn't be forcing teams to go out in championship week after a league final. So something has to be done about that. It just appears, Pádraig, at the moment as if the whole calendar is very constricted, and you know, I mean, we played 7 games in 8 weeks. Obviously, the fact that the first game didn't take place against Donegal, you know, was contributed to that, but we had a ferociously tough schedule. Just another few weeks, another 3 or 4 weeks would make a huge difference, because these are amateur players. 7 games in 8 weeks, with 4 of those games away, was tough going. There has to be something wrong with a competition where you've got teams who, like Donegal, who started out, you know, all guns blazing and obviously put a huge amount into pre-season, that they basically, you know, realise that, look, we don't need to be in the league final, we don't want to be in the league final, and didn't put everything in. Maybe, you know, they might say that they did, but on the surface, looked like they didn't put out their strongest teams in the last 2 games.
Lots of talk about Donegal there.
Yeah, well, it's funny that, because we've a Donegal clip on standby. Let's hear from Donegal manager Jim McGuinness. I spoke to him after their narrow defeat to Mayo, and he said that, well, he's been defending his team selection the last couple of weeks.
We were happy to be in the final, and we were playing to be in the final, and that's the reality. You know, a lot of people with a lot of commentary during the week saying, like, you know, that we didn't want to be in the final. When we beat Derry in round five, I spoke about the fact that we were going to do what's right for ourselves, and what rights for ourselves was to take the pedal off the fellas that had put in a massive shift for 5 weeks in a row, have a look at the squad, try and create a bit of robustness in the squad, you know, give fellas a chance that have been training there from the beginning of the year, and still go and try and win games, and that's what we did. And we had a plan to be in the league final, and we had a plan not to be in the league final, and that's the way it worked out, you know. So yeah, listen, you can't control the noise, as the man says. You just have to focus on your own thing and try and get the fellas right. And you know, we probably should have been in the league final if we had taken a couple of chances there in the second half, you know, the penalty in particular.
A game of inches,
yeah, but I think it was a really good game of football, and very, very, very competitive. So hopefully that'll serve us well for a fortnight.
So there you go, Jack. That's the words according to Jim McGuinness. Good crack, and the championship hasn't even started yet. Finally, Shane Lowry and Seamus Power tied eighth at the Valpar Championship on the PGA Tour, Joan.